Tell me how you finally brought this thing together. I know you were close throughout the evening, and you finally early this morning came up with a map that I understand 8 of 10 could sign. What finally brought it all together?
Tremendous compromises on the part of both parties. There are parts of the map that each party is disappointed in, but that's what compromise is about. In the end, there were still several balls of hair, so to speak, a district in Clay County, a district in the Boot Heel, a district in Columbia, some boundary lines in St. Louis County, and then some numbering issues that all, as late as 11 o'clock last night, we were close on all of them. We finally kind of decided to that we were never going to break the impasse and that we were just going to have to move certain things in the direction of one party and other things in the direction of the other party and compromise, or we're going to have the citizens were well served. People decided to swallow their pride and compromise.
Okay, I lost you for just a second there.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. But so can you say what kind of a partisan political balance there might be in these districts, leaning Republican, leaning Democrat, or do you even, how much did that enter into the discussion?
Significantly, but not dominantly, in that the first thing we all agreed is that we wanted to have a legal map, and that requires a deviation of population of less than 10% from the biggest district to the smallest district. It requires compliance with the Voting Rights Act and protecting minority interest in the districting process. It requires us not to split counties except as necessary. And frankly, if you could disregard those rules, this process would be a lot easier. But once you put those rules in place, then you have limited decisions on what you can do in certain locations. And they wanted to make certain decisions under those rules. We wanted to make other decisions under those rules, and we just give and take for many, many hours, we finally got it done.
Now, I know some of the folks who were challenging, I guess, the congressional map or the House map. One of the things they said was, we want maps that more clearly reflect Missouri's 50-50 voting record. Was that in your mind, and do you think you moved in that direction?
Yes, it was in my mind, and yes, I think we moved closer in that direction. No, we did not reach that goal. I do not think this map will result in a majority Democratic Senate in the next 10 years for the Democratic Party. I think we will have substantially more seats than 8 that we currently hold. For us to take control of the Senate in the next 10 years with this map would require Democrats to do better at the voting booth than they've done in the last decade.
But is it a more competitive map balance between Republicans and Democrats, though?
It is, much, much more so. And it's a lot of seats will be very competitive. The Clay County seat will be very competitive. The Boone County seat will be very competitive. A couple of the St. Louis counties will be very competitive. One of the Boot Heel seats will be very competitive. And then there's the 21st district, which is west of Boone County, will be very competitive.
I know that some of the folks in Jefferson County looked at the previous maps, and they thought that Jefferson County had been kind of mauled by some of these previous maps. What did you do with Jefferson?
Yeah, we were disappointed in some of the prior maps that basically split it in half and didn't give Jefferson County its own wholly enclosed Senate seat. We did adopt a plan that gives one entire Senate seat inside of Jefferson County and then takes the southern part of Jefferson County, the excess population, and moves it to the south with St. Genevieve County. I think they will like this map better than some of the past maps they won't necessarily, there are aspects of this map that they won't all be pleased with, but I think they'll be more pleased than they were about some of the past maps.
You have anything that matches two incumbents?
There is one district in the whole state that puts two incumbents together, and I think it's the same situation that the court had. Senator Cunningham and Senator Nieves will be in the same seat. The loss of population in the St. Louis City County area demands loss of the Senate seat, and it was almost inevitable that two senators were going to end up together. As you write the districts, you have to write it from the Missouri River out to make sure you have enough population, to Mississippi River out to make sure you have enough population in that eastern district. And as a result, the further west you get, up without enough population. And frankly, unfortunately for Senator Cunningham, that was her.
And what happened to the boot heel?
The one we agreed on, it was a compromise and was different than what the court had approved, different than what the Republicans had proposed for several maps, and different than what I had proposed in several maps. The Scott County is going to be not something I wanted.
I'm sorry, you dropped out there.
Scott County is going to go to the district to the north rather than down to the boot heel. That was not my preference. Butler County will go into the boot heel. Wayne County will not be in the boot heel district anymore, but Shannon and Carter County will go into the boot heel. So basically it's going to be Butler, Shannon, Ripley, Pemiscot, Dunklin, Mississippi.
How'd you do on population variation, do you think?
We are less than 10%, and I think we're rock solid under the law as long as we stay below 10%.
How confident are you? I'm sorry, go ahead.
Same with majority-minority districts. We have four districts that are right at the 55% or higher mark, and so I'm confident we've complied with the requirements of the Voting Rights Act.
You're pretty confident that this will withstand any kind of court scrutiny if anybody decides they want to try something?
You know, you can always argue about compactness, and when you're dealing with Senate districts where you can't cross Senate lines, it's incredibly difficult to make districts that look compact. But when you look at the alternatives, if you increase compactness in one district, you almost lose it in another. And especially in North Missouri, where we're losing so much population, there are some big districts, but there's just no other way to do it.
Well, I know you said earlier Saturday that the failure of the First Citizens Commission was a personal defeat for you. I assume that you're feeling much, much better about this situation now.
I am, and I'll be honest with you, there will be members of my party who will not like the compromise. Those in the Boot Heel and the Columbia area have every reason to be disappointed. It's not what we had hoped for, and it's not what I had fought for. But similarly, I see compromises the Republican Party made in the St. Louis County area and south and in the Jefferson County area. So that's what agreements are made about. You have to give up some things you want. You can't expect the other side to surrender if you want to reach an agreement. Bob, I need to tell you one other thing about this plan.
Sure.
That's a bit unusual. Although it's happened, I think, it ends up happening in every redistricting process, I think, for the last 30 years, even when the courts do it. We did a renumbering and moved District 10 to Callaway County and renumbered the present 10 as 7 in Jackson County. And other than that, the numbering was all pretty simple. That was a complex move, had lots of reasons behind it, but that is one. If you look at the map and your readers want to be fully informed of it, that's an issue I should mention to you.
I think 10 years ago, somebody moved the 20th district from the east side clear down to southwest Missouri, so that's not unprecedented.
That's right, and we tried to avoid it, but in the end, it made the deal work for several reasons for both parties, so we did. And so technically, I think Joe Lee Justice is the senator for the 10th, but her district, where she really is now going to be called the 7th, so there'll be another election in that district in November, and she will continue to serve out her term, of course, and then she'll be term limited out. So technically, the district's going to be over in Callaway County.
Okay. Why do the numbering that way? Why make that change?
It was part of the trying to reach the partisan balance we were trying to accomplish. And it was also due to some internal politics about who wanted to run for a particular seat in the future and when they would be prepared to run. And just because I said it was a complex set of circumstances that got us to that conclusion, and we had tried to avoid it, but in the end, that helped make the deal work.
Well, the important thing is, no matter what the numbers are, you've got a map, you got a deal. And hopefully, come next month, when filing opens, if the House passes its bill, we'll be in business as usual.
I'm excited that the people who are interested in serving the state are going to have some certainty. I think both parties wanted that, and that's what helped get the deal. This having a completely new map every 3 months and waiting and worrying about court throwing it out is not positive for the system. And so I was really pleased that we got a map. I'm told we're the first Citizens Commission in 20 years to actually reach a map. So we're pleased, even though it required lots of compromise.